Multimedia Men podcast number 28.
Yeah. Damn.
Show.
Whatever.
28.
We use all of
weeks.
Our energy for true to
28 weeks. We're recording on Monday in Dallas, Texas. It's beautiful outside. We just had a big True Detectives discussion, and now we're doing our 28th installment of In the News. And of course, since we didn't do a release schedule last week, we're doing our releases for March this week. This is our section where we discuss all things cool pertaining to film, TV, video games, music, comic books, and books, and plays, and whatever.
And comedians.
And comics.
Comics. And lastly, I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkan.
Howdy.
Andrew Conway.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Are you cold?
I'm trying not to get sick.
It's 80 degrees outside.
No, it's because I'm trying not to get sick because I was borderline pneumonia because I sit in the rain for 2 hours
gonna get all sick.
On Saturday. No.
Best way to get the neighbors?
For fucking neighbors. It was a stupid movie.
You're going to give us all spina bifida.
Was it dirty?
Rose Byrne stole the show.
It was dirty, but the ending was stupid.
Okay.
And lastly, Adam Conway's with us.
What's up, guys?
Who cares?
You know.
And
whatever.
So, starting out with TV news.
Hi.
Passing it over to Gadi Elkan.
On the televisio. So obviously, well, I guess since we started with True Detective, we'll bring up the fact that HBO Go, like, almost died because of the amount of freaking people that went on there. I had to watch it at, like, 1 a.m., but it was worth it.
I had to watch it in Spanish.
But it was, it's pretty cool. It shows you the power of a really awesome show and good writing. It can take over the interwebs.
How many viewers did it have?
Well, the one number I've seen is 11 million, but I'm sure it was more.
I read an article that said that it had just as much viewers as from 2001. It was like their highest since 2001, since Six Feet Under debuted.
Oh, that's different though, because that was live versus this was online.
Yeah.
Their actual live numbers for their first episode was 3.4 million.
Which is still a hell of a lot.
Well, I thought it 2.3 to 3.6 for the finale.
What I saw was 3.4.
Okay.
But it just shows you people are watching wherever the hell they can find it.
A lot of people like really dark shows.
Yeah. Darkness rules. So I'll jump into the calendar, and I'll kind of jump around. I'm not going to go date by date.
Jump up,
day by day.
Tonight actually is the premiere of Mr. Alfonso's new show, Believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't like it?
I hated it.
How was it?
I hated the pilot.
Alfonso Cuarón's directing the pilot, and
J.J. Abrams executive produced, right?
Yeah.
It went through three writers before Alfonso got his hands on it.
And he supposedly shredded it.
Was the pilot pretty much there, or did he come in?
No, he came in and rewrote it, and what I saw was just garbage.
Although
the graphics are really nice, but I'm curious how...
Maybe he was stuck with a certain stuff, and it might get more toward more Alfonso.
It sounded like
your positivity.
Yeah,
I hope so.
I won't watch it.
Yeah.
We also had yesterday the premiere.
My next one, Resurrection.
Yeah.
Which is, right now, did it get the number one?
It
won Sunday, which is a big deal for an ABC show, because they haven't won anything in, like, forever. Another show that's premiered last night that no one watched, but they should have. Cosmos, a space-time odyssey.
It was on like 8 channels.
It was on 12
with
channels.
Obama giving the
cool.
The intro, but no one watched it on its 9 channels.
So what is he trying to hide?
Nobody's watching it?
No, some people are. It did really well, but
I think because it's
channels.
On Nat Geo, Fox, and...
It's every, like,
something
Fox.
Else.
Yeah.
Every other Fox channel, but it's something else, like maybe MTV, but another channel.
Science
channel. Neil deGrasse Tyson hosted
it.
Correct.
It's going to help them with their numbers, because it's kind of like when... History Channel, Lifetime, and A&E all played the Bonnie and Clyde movie.
Oh, yeah.
it spread it between three
teams. Were we supposed to know who Neil deGrasse, like, they made it seem like he was a huge deal.
You don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is?
He's been writing for quite a long time.
He's a big deal.
Did not know that.
He's one of the smartest people alive.
Huh.
Well, that's his
He's a non-handicapped Stephen Hawking.
Huh. I don't recognize him because I'm way smarter than him.
He's big into science.
I'm bigger into science, guys. I don't know if you knew this about me.
Not really. let's see. I'll skip that.
I almost got the Mensa. I'm just saying.
A&E had two shows. Those Who Kill with Chloe Blowjob Sevigny, or however you say it.
How was that?
I didn't.
Chloe Sevigny?
Blowjob.
Brown Blowjob Sevigny?
There you go. And then Bates Motel's second season, which that show was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Miss Vera. El Rey Network premieres From Dusk Till Dawn tomorrow night, wherever the hell you can find El Rey.
It's on all networks.
It's on all.
There we go.
How were the first reactions at South by?
Did you
El Rey?
Of Dusk Till Dawn from
Dusk Till Dawn. They did. Dusk Till Dawn got a lot of really good attention. It's also because it's all based in Austin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of excitement about that.
So, okay.
But,
we don't know the real.
And El Rey is available, which is great. Unlike there's other networks that got this deal with Comcast to do, like, diversity
mm-hmm.
and extension programming. Luckily, El Rey is available on Comcast, it's available on Time Warner, and it's available on DirecTV.
Nice.
So people will be able to get it on, like, Puff Diddy's.
Puff Diddy
has a network too,
it's not available
anywhere.
Whatever
Puff
his name
Duty.
Is,
Puff Duty. What's his network called?
His network is called Revolt.
Isn't it on like satellite TV only or something?
No, it's only on Comcast.
That sucks.
Well, Time Warner just got bought out by Comcast, so we'll be getting it soon. Then apparently.
So, looking at some news, Cartoon Network is doing their first ever miniseries. It's. I don't have the title.
Is it Black Jesus?
No, it's got Elijah Wood in it.
Yeah, it's based on
the Black Jesus.
It's a
well, that was announced too for adults.
Yeah,
today
Cartoon Network had a few announcements. The Simpsons had a few different cool things. They paid tribute to Miss Crabapple.
Crabapple.
There you go. And then,
also, the
I'm going with the mispronunciations. Y'all should jump on board. And then. They did the couch opener was the triplets from
Chippers of Belleville animators.
Yeah, the French.
Yeah, that was really good.
Chomet. However, I say it correctly.
He also did the
and it looked really cool. But it was in the triplets style, so it was kind of cool.
And creepy.
Bonjour. And very creepy.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. is on SNL at the end of the month, March 29th.
For the second time.
They still don't have a musical guest yet.
Do they need one?
Yeah.
Just let him talk.
Do a stand-up for
him.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
You guys. Someone lend each other a Coke.
Coke and a smile.
Sharknado 2, July, folks. It's happening. Sharknado 2 is coming out in July.
Lame.
Sci-fi.
But the title terrible. The
doesn't matter. It's Sharknado 2.
And they announced some cameos, including wrestling's Kurt Angle.
Boom.
He's going to give.
Olympian Kurt Angle.
He's going to give the a shark the
I wonder if
lock.
People are going to watch it.
I hope
match.
So.
Or the Angle Slam.
Angle Slam.
In really sad news, Charlie Sheen hadn't been shown up to Anger Management and hadn't been able to film it. So
really?
Did he die? Yeah, he did.
He stopped showing up.
You know, he's kind of doing something else.
Well, he's under contract for...
Yeah, so the cast is all getting mad.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
So they've been pretty much filling him in.
Do you think he's going to be on the death list next year for the Oscars?
Yeah, I think he's going to
Charlie Sheen will die within the next year.
I think he's going to be one that will
live
miraculously
forever.
No.
Survive.
Like cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You think Emilio Estevez
will
come down his spot?
Well, that'd be awesome.
You watch. Charlie's dying.
Fingers crossed.
I'm sorry.
Emilio, he doesn't look good.
Emilio will be in a suit.
I've actually watched a few of those shows, and he's not looking good these days.
He's looking horrible.
He just got engaged to a porn star.
Well, you probably caught something from all those props.
Sign two that you're going to die, you get engaged to a porn star. Tell us about that, you know, Mr. Ron.
Yes. You don't want to get engaged to a porn star.
Some awesome news. FX renewed Archer not for one, but two seasons. Hey, big ballers.
It's like it's syndication.
So this
right. That's
this is how we get ants.
Yes.
Excellent. Two more seasons.
And then for all you weirdos, Fox also has like the 12th season of Hell's Kitchen. I don't know how the hell it's lasted that long.
Fox also
12 seasons.
Fox just announced they canceled Raising Hope, though, which I'm so
sad
about.
They did renew that horrible New Girl.
Yeah, they renewed New Girl, Mindy.
Yeah, Mindy actually made it?
Yeah, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which is
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Dad's is up in the air still, and so is
Dad sucks.
Unlisted.
Dad sucks.
I know, but
yeah,
they've got a lot of
Unlisted
is
horrible.
Yeah.
They're probably going to cancel both those, and then Surviving Jack comes out pretty soon.
I love Surviving Jack.
But Raising Hope, yeah, I guess Greg Garcia left it this season to go focus on the Millers. So that's why it kind of went downhill a little bit. But I love Garrett Dillahunt. He's
he'll be all right.
So good.
He'll be fine.
He's so weird. He's such a weird dude.
Well, that's what I like.
Look at his resume.
He's
of course,
a weird
he's a weird dude.
So that's all I've got for TV. Unless
I'm
going to
add one thing you said mentioned about Cartoon Network. Aaron Magruder, the creator of the Boondocks,
yes,
he just came out with a new show called Black Jesus for Adult Swim, and it's going to star John Witherspoon and Charlie Murphy and a newcomer who's going to play Black Jesus in present day Compton, who he goes around saving and making peace.
Anything with Mr. Witherspoon will be funny.
And Magruder. Magruder's pretty awesome.
He's a great writer.
FX officially picked up Seth Rogen's Sasquatch.
That is true.
Show
I didn't even
series.
See that. Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I was taking forever to get a pickup
yeah.
on that, too.
That so there, it's going to happen. And the books are hilarious, though. You should go find the books.
Well,
that's
TV.
TV. I'll go to comic news then. Comic news, writing duo Craig Kyle and Chris Yost are back in the X-Men world. They're taking over Amazing X-Men in June from an original series from Jason Aaron, which is cool. Also, novelist Kim Newman and comics writer Mara McHugh will join Mike Mignola for the latest Witchfinder series, which is cool.
Well, Mike Mignola is the Hellboy writer, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
He created that. If you are a fan of Disney World, Epcot. Do you remember Figment the Dragon?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
There's going to be a comic book on Figment
really?
The Dragon. Yes,
that's
there is.
That's fucking amazing.
So,
Puff the Magic Dragon, indeed.
And Pete's Magic.
Different, but yeah. Figment. And then this is two big things.
And
first of all, there's a rumor going around that Marvel Comics, one of the biggest retailers, is doing away with their physical print and only doing digital. This is going to be a huge blow to
that
comic retailers. They're going that way. They are. I mean, that means there's so many collectors out there, but just think of how many comic book stores are going to go out of business because of that. And secondly, Marvel has added sound to its digital comics. They started with Captain America, which they're going to give you a score as you read along, and it's going to change each time, no matter how fast you read, which is interesting.
It's also tricking up something that's been working for a long enough time that you don't have to trick it up.
Yeah.
It is definitely, I do not want to see physical print go out as far as Marvel, but if Marvel does it and it succeeds, then everybody else is going to follow. And then comic retailers, they've already pulled stuff out of Barnes & Noble's stores. It's kind of crazy. What do you think?
Yeah. No, they have like the number one market share. They shouldn't, that's still like a big moneymaker for them.
But they make more money.
Digital comics are cheaper though.
Well, it depends
no,
on...
No, not necessarily. No, they charge you the same amount for new releases.
Yeah.
And also the truth of the matter is that younger readers are still reading physical, no matter what. Across the board, they're reading physical, whereas the older readers are reading digital.
Well,
so
yeah.
You're going to have to have both.
You can have that because there's still a collector aspect
yeah, there's still
to
the,
it.
All the collectors and covers
there's
and
the variants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And then we'll move into releases. What...
I look asleep in this picture.
Wait, someone took a picture of us?
Oh, we got great. A picture.
You're
nice.
Not even in it. You're so stealthy.
And as far as releases for March, if you're looking forward to some comic books in March, Evil Empire number 1, the Batman Superman annual, Mad Magazine
annual.
Number, yeah, the annual.
Annual.
Annual?
Mad Magazine number 526, meaning that there's been 526 issues of Mad Magazine. Twilight Zone number 3, Tales of Honor number 1, Magneto number 1, which is a new series,
yes.
Wolverine and the X-Men number 1.
Still involved Nazis?
And then finally, Buffy season 10 number 1. So
ooh.
The 10th season of Buffy. We are doing Superman Unchained number 6, and then an all-new Ghost Rider number 1. We have Walking Dead number 123, Invincible 109, Grim Fairy Tales, Neverland of Darkness number 1, Silver Surfer number one, and Romero's Empire of the Dead number three.
Are any of those you excited about to read? any of them?
Wolverine X-Men number one, Magneto number one.
Yeah, those. What about Moon Knight? Because Moon Knight's written by Warren Ellis.
That's true. I like Warren Ellis. Anything he does is gold.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what that's all about. Because I'm sure he's going to make it ridiculous.
He's going to make it pretty awesome. And then I'll just go ahead as far as do real quick Blu-ray releases. We had already this month released American Tale, Fievel, on Blu-ray. 12 Years a Slave, Boiler Room, The Doctor Who, The Time of the Doctor. Garden State, Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert, Far and Away with Tom Cruise. Fried Green Tomatoes, Hairspray, the 1988 John Waters version.
Both required viewing.
Correct. And Harry and the Hendersons came out this month already.
Harry!
Finally.
Well, the guy who actually played Harry died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They finally released it to Blu-ray. I can't
Lurch.
Wait.
Yes.
Not was, Lurch.
Wasn't Lurch.
Munsters.
Ah, you're right.
Mr. Munster.
Old Boy, the 2013 version, and Venture Brothers Season 5 came out on Blu-ray.
Ooh, Venture Brothers.
And then a couple days ago, Catching Fire, Hunger Games came out on Blu-ray.
Friday.
It was a big deal, guys.
So this week comes out Criterion. Criterion is releasing George Washington. David Gordon Green.
Just in time for a new movie.
And then Homefront and Out of the Furnace, which were Take It or Leave It. Iron Sky Director's Cut, which was the Nazi space movie.
What? They're making a sequel.
Yes, they are. And then Giant from 1956.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
And on the 18th, Criterion is releasing A Brief History of Time, American Hustle, Frozen, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Ooh, sweet.
Return to Nukem High, Volume 1 from Trauma.
Yeah.
Criterion is also...
Is that the one with the giant squirrel? I think so, yeah.
That was such a weird movie.
Criterion is also releasing Hidden Fortress that week. Buck Wild, the horror movie. Here Comes the Devil. Kill Your Darlings. And then all of your favorites. Mandela Long Walk to Freedom on the 18th. It's your favorite movie, right, Gotti?
Oh, yeah.
And on the 25th, it's kind of a short week. Delivery Man, the Bogart Collection, the Scooby-Doo WrestleMania animated movie.
Yeah, well, John Cena, right?
Correct. Wolf of Wall Street comes out this month, the 25th.
Yes.
Veep Season 2, and Criterion is releasing two movies on the 25th. The Freshman from 1925.
Nice.
And the recent Academy Award winner, The Great Beauty.
Freshman's Harold Lloyd, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And The Great Beauty from this year. Criterion, which is pretty fast for a Criterion to come out.
It won Best Foreign Film.
Yeah, it's really fast. So those are the
all
movies.
They had to do is
he's
make
doing
a,
the,
make a pro.
The star that's doing some weird commercial for like X-Lax or something.
Really?
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Dolce-Lax?
From what?
I don't know.
Great.
The
that's
Great
the best
Beauty.
X-Lax to use.
He's doing
what
some
are we
weird
talking
commercial.
About?
I don't
what?
Know. Yeah.
Talk about
that's the only X-Lax I use.
That's
Dolce-Lax.
It's the Great Beauty X-Lax.
Now sponsoring Multimedia.
Are they really?
I hope so. I want X-Lax to sponsor the Multimedia.
How awesome would that be?
No, is that,
I need a minute.
No, is X-Lax a brand name, or is that what it's actually called?
It's a,
yeah,
it's
a brand name. So it's just
Lax is something else.
Dolce-Lax is like double the action.
It's a stool stuff.
It's a stool stuff.
Man. And vitamin enriched.
I like they're French or something.
To make you go when you can't go.
Or go
to
when
make
you
go,
don't want
to
go.
To make you go when you're on the go.
Hopefully not when you're on the go.
You're a busy person. You need
so our goal for 2014 officially now is to get a laxative to sponsor the Multimedia Man.
Co-sponsor with Depends. So yeah,
yes.
Both the
nice balance.
Yeah. So those are
I don't know.
You want us to
right there. If you can't make that.
No. So that's comic news and some Blu-ray releases. So
did we have any TV releases this month?
Yeah, you said them.
I said them before you listened.
Where were you?
He said them at the beginning.
Oh. He said a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pass it on to Adam.
The ones that he cares about.
You're doing video game
that's
news, right?
Oh, yes.
The ones you care about.
All right. Adam's...
Y'all want me to talk about The 100?
No.
That's also coming out. I left it hell off.
Yeah.
Video game news, guys.
Video game news with Adam.
Big news, Last of Us, the number one game from last year, is getting the big screen treatment, I guess, from Screen Gems.
Cross that off my
list. Who will distribute it. So look for that coming out later this year. It's a big deal. Hopefully they'll do the game justice, because most video game movies are pretty terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Then also, Arkham Knight. I guess Batman Arkham Knights is going to be coming out pretty soon.
I can't wait.
Oh. And they just released that Harlequin is going to be a playable hero character in it.
Ah.
So that's going to be interesting to see her actually
play as her, I guess.
Yeah.
But then they also announced today that they are not going to be making it for Xbox 360 and PS3, so no longer are they going to be making games for the older consoles. So
that sucks.
Yeah. So in order to play Arkham Knights, you'll need to get a new next generation console.
I bet you that's not going to do very well. And then, on first release.
Yeah. Yes. Some unhappy fans.
And then, I guess...
What was that?
What?
She was blown away by that
Her
news.
Mind was blown.
Yes, there are next-generation consoles, Gwen. Xbox One and PS4.
What?
Those came out. Just so you know. I know that's gibberish to you, but... the creators...
You're just saying letters at this point.
Letters and numbers, okay? There was a 1 and a 4 in there.
Wait, what?
1 spelled out, though, so it's not...
Oh, I'm way off then.
You're way off.
Citadel Studios, who created the game series Elder Scrolls and Warhammer, have announced their first new project for online. It's going to be called Shards. And it's truly...
not Shards.
Not Shards.
Not Shards.
Talking about Dulux.
It always comes
but
back.
See, they say that it's going to be an RPG inspired by Minecraft. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a next generation game where basically the surroundings are intelligent and can possibly think faster and smarter than you.
It might be that it's our age here, but... I know Minecraft's a huge game, but I don't know one single person who plays it. But maybe that's just it's because I'm over 30.
I don't know anyone who plays it.
Yeah. I haven't played Minecraft. But
Gwen, what's the over 40 range about that?
You know what? I think it's non-existent for us, too. We're just chilling out here.
What?
Thinking Minecraft is like that game that you got with old Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. What was that called?
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
It's definitely different.
So Minecraft.
So it's not.
Blow up Minecraft.
Every time that game first came out and they were talking about it being made into a movie, I was like, how are you going to make a movie out of just like clicking boxes and hoping you don't get a bomb?
Oh my god, I pushed the wrong. Oh, wait.
We made movies with less than that.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, Batman and Superman coming out.
The over 40 set doesn't get
anything. Oh,
I'm going to need the team. So in other news, I guess...
Whoa.
Hey. The creator of Wing Commander, Chris Roberts, has done a crowdfunding campaign for his new game called Star Citizen, which has raised a ridiculous $40 million to make. So he is putting all the bells and whistles in it. It's probably like Matthew McConaughey motion capture.
Matthew Lillard, though. Matthew Lillard was in Wing Commander 3.
He was.
Matthew and Freddie Prinze Jr. Was that in the movie? Wing Commander?
Yeah, Wing Commander.
Terrible.
You get up to three
of
them.
It's crazy.
There's three games, though.
There was just the one movie.
Oh. And like with your contribution, you'll get a copy of the game. now that they're able to make, do whatever they want,
$40
million.
What's like the high-end like tier?
Well, they initially only wanted $2 million. And now they've done a couple other levels, and now it's, $40 million is where they're at right now.
I'm sure it costs a lot to like those bigger games, like
so
Halo and stuff
like
that. I'm sure that's probably about right.
Likeness in the video game.
Yeah, I want to be in.
Because all those games make so much money, like the first week.
But you'll get your copy like in 2 or 3 years is when you're estimated the time of.
It takes a while to make the game.
And then they'll realize that they needed $2 million just to do fulfillment for that.
Yes. And moving on.
yes.
The segue.
Wow.
That was
great. That was a great segue.
Shut up, girl. That's all I had to that. It's enough for you, girl.
Capcom has announced a...
Street Fighter 9.
A Street Fighter Pro Tour.
Oh.
That's going to be a year-long thing where they're going to have the top fighters fight each other. In real life?
Like, with their real hands?
No.
No?
I don't get it.
Oh.
They have a year-long...
It's quite racist of you.
Get me this.
Basically, they're going to have... Anyone enter, and it's basically going to be like
so
a giant
video
system.
Gamers.
Yeah, so it's going to be a year-long competition where they're going
to run
around different cities.
So is it like the movie Wizards? Where they
Yes.
So it's not actually real people fighting.
Yeah, it's not real people fighting. You confuse
Why
all
would
this.
I want to watch that?
Exactly. You don't want to see people play Street Fighter for a year?
I'll just
that's exactly what I wanted to do in 2015.
Yeah, what, don't you want to play a Sagat?
I signed you up for the press tour for that.
Excellent. What kind of bus am I going to be
sitting on? Daily updates from Gwen Reyes on the Capcom tour.
Day 1,000.
Chun-Li keeps winning.
So they have, you know, there's a different tournament already announced.
Playing as Chun-Li.
You can go to the DreamHack Winter in November, the Fall Classic in October, and the final round will be in Atlanta, Georgia in March. So,
wow.
If you just want to go watch that,
I'll watch that. I want to meet the guy who's like the champion of Street Fighter.
It's going to be some 12-year-old Asian.
Whoa.
Is it going to be the Yellow King?
Oh!
I work in a Navy museum.
That's
where the Yellow King
this
went.
This partial segment will be omitted in editing.
That was pretty good.
Ryan's like, I've been waiting to use that one for 8 weeks.
I was supposed to say Asian at some point.
I was up at 2 a.m. writing that.
And now on to the releases for March. On March 4th, the biggest game to come out would be South Park, The Stick of Truth.
For
PS3 and Xbox 360, and it's pretty good.
You can play as Candy, can't you?
Yeah.
You can play as all the characters.
That's right.
And you also can go on, there's a side quest where you get shrunk down and go into the colon of Stan's dad and go on the quest for Lemony Winks.
I really want to play this game. I've been looking forward to it for a while.
No, it's not Stan, it's Garrison's boyfriend.
Mr. Slave.
Slave. I saw a picture of it as Stan's dad, but it might be Mr. Slave also.
You go on both asses.
Yes.
He plays Lenny.
Also on March 6th, The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2, A House Divided, came out from Telltale Games.
Sweet.
Nice.
So another expansion.
Is that the online one? Yeah, Telltale, man, is like, I would imagine the next 5 years that's going to be top notch.
Is it scary?
They've made a lot of money off of it. And they also have a Game of Thrones game coming out.
Yeah, Game of Thrones. So Walking Dead, I played the first season of it. It's badass.
And they just released the whole season as a video game in December for it. So.
Yeah, it's really cool idea. The Game of Thrones is going to be awesome, too.
And then March 11th, you have Dark Souls 2 coming out. And then the big game of the month, Titanfall, finally drops after a month of beta testing.
That's going to have people waiting in line
for it. They've been pushing it like crazy.
They're saying records might be broken because of it.
Yeah, well, it's gotten like nothing but like 5 stars and 10 out of 10, so...
Yeah, but do you think it'll beat Halo or Call of Duty?
It's hard to say. It's hard to... You know,
games is the new,
really
like, beast.
Yeah.
You know, it could.
Because it's taking Halo and adding big robots. So.
Yeah. It's true.
Then on March 14th, we have Yoshi's New Island Adventure.
About damn time.
It's going to sell 10,000 copies.
It's for the 3DS.
Not wrong with Yoshi.
Yeah. So it will sell a pretty good amount for the 3DS, since that is Nintendo's only, like,
one
saving grace.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. Then on March 18th, we have Final Fantasy X/X2 Remastered, called Loof Trousers.
I've heard good things.
I stopped when it got double digits. What happened after that?
From Square Enix.
It's, you know, same thing. You know, just slow motion RPG games. With really
I know what
people.
The hell Final Fantasy is, dude.
Oh, just,
I just stopped after a while.
Well, they're pretty good. They
so what was
doing.
Your question?
Yeah, what was your question?
What happened?
They kept making
catch
games.
Me the hell up.
Says things.
There's
what
too,
I missed?
There's too much story. The Cocoa Joes, whatever those little gold birds are, Cocoa Bows?
Denunciation genius over there.
We also have Metal Gear Solid 5, guys, coming out.
Snake still alive?
Ground Zero Steam World for the PS4.
He's in a retirement home now.
Huh. He's like 90.
His hair's down to his waist. His mullet has just kept going. that should be good. We also have a Ninja Gaiden Yaiba Ninja Gaiden game. From Tecmo, they're trying to bring him back. Yeah.
Tecmo or Konami?
It's Tecmo. March 20th, we have a new Pokemon game, guys.
I can't.
Battle Trozos.
Is that still like a
Pokemon
legit game?
Oh, it's a big thing.
Well, in the over 40 set.
Yeah.
It's like 28 to like 38.
Wait, it's already caught them all.
So wait,
she's
we
done.
Get into it in 10 years?
24
where
and
do
up.
You, where do you keep your Pokemon? Don't you have like a sack?
So in my pillow.
In
my diploma.
In case I need a diploma.
He keeps it in his sack?
What? Where do you keep your Pokemon?
Can't catch them all.
That's the question.
That's the question.
In my balls. Wait.
In your balls?
Hashtag yeah. Pokemon ball.
You were thinking way off.
Hashtag what? Pokemon.
Hashtag wizard sleeve.
Then on March 21st, we have Infamous Second Son. It's the third chapter in the Infamous video game series. It's supposed to be pretty good. It's his son this time.
That's going to be like the big game for PlayStation.
An Infamous Wizard Sleeve.
I like the first game.
Yeah. March 25th, we got BioShock
so
Infinite
well
Burial at Sea Part 2. So it's another expansion for BioShock. It should be interesting.
It's a big game for a big month for video games.
It is a big month for video games. Because also Diablo 3 Reaper Souls is coming out.
Diablo 3?
Yeah.
That's like the big
expansion
game of the
pack.
Month.
It's expansion,
oh, it's expansion pack.
Diablo 3 already came out a long time.
Yeah,
that's
last
year.
Okay.
I bet it's new expansion pack.
Reaper of Souls.
You also have Deus Ex making another game called The Fall.
Nice.
Douche.
And then finally, on March 31st, you have Shovel Knights.
What is Shovel Knights?
I don't know.
You have to ask, you don't want to know.
I don't know. But
I want to know, though. What's Shovel Knights?
Do they have shovels?
Yes, it's
shoveling
city.
Are they nice?
Is it like Dig Dumb? And they're just like.
Each other. Yeah.
You're a number one shoveler.
The land has become overburdened with weeds and overgrown grass.
Is it
you
like
take a shovel.
Is it like the video game version of True Detective? And it's just like weeds everywhere?
There's carcosas everywhere.
If somebody knows what Shovel Knights is, please contact Adam on Facebook or the Angelico.
Those are the new game releases for the month.
Literally
big month.
Walk up to the
Angelica
and ask him about it.
Ask him about Shovel Knights. And he'll give you a free CD of Ghost.
You'll
copy.
Get a free shovel.
Yeah.
If you tell him what Shovel Knights
Ghost the musical soundtrack.
Yes.
You get a shovel.
That's video game news with Adam. We're moving on to music news with the over 40 Gwen.
It's
4.0. All right.
4.0.
4.0. God. I like how I aged 10 years on this podcast. Thanks, guys.
Calm down, Nixon.
That's right. It's on my shirt. What? Okay, so we're gonna.
Is it like a horde of them?
Sweet Brian's
well, no, we
Vixens.
We have a Vixen den.
A horde is not for foxes, my friend.
A den.
What is it for?
Sweet
Brian.
A horde of horse.
A horde of zombies.
Or like Vikings.
A horde of horses.
Horses and horses.
Right.
I just know a group
game
of not.
Horses.
Well, this is really interesting.
Music news.
Because.
Alice's apartment.
So there's South by Southwest is going on right now. Well, the music portion isn't yet. That starts on Wednesday. But there's lots of really cool rumors and exciting things that are happening at South by. One of which is Kanye West and Jay-Z will be performing.
Together?
Yes. On the first night.
Are they performing a new songs or just each other's songs?
I think that Jay-Z is going to perform Kanye's songs and Kanye
I just
is
hope
going
Kanye
to just
retires.
Sit there and cry.
And like,
does that also mean that Beyonce is going to show up and sing her
surfboard
song? Likely. I'm sure that Beyonce will probably show up, just like Justin Bieber showed up yesterday in Austin and played
Bizzle. Well, Johnny Depp showed up for Amber Heard also.
Yep. There's been a lot of surprise. As did...
These people are burning down SXSW.
Yeah, so lots of famous people coming to South by Southwest.
Justin Bieber's bringing down South by.
I think South by
Kanye's bringing
He's someone to be left out. He was just being a big guy.
Never say never.
He came on like the wrong day. Like it's like, this is music, whatever. Or movies. Yeah. But also speaking of Jay-Z and Daft Punk recorded a song together that was leaked today.
Nice.
Air quotes. Called Computerized.
Is it any good?
No.
No.
I like Daft Punk.
And I like Jay-Z.
I don't like Jay-Z.
But
I like to get lucky.
What's wrong with Jay-Z?
Who doesn't like to get lucky?
He's been pretty lazy the last several years.
Lazy, get it all!
Neil Young, who many people will know from the music world.
No millennials will know him, but...
I was named after a Neil Young song, so I always have to make mention of that.
Which one?
Guinevere.
Stupid.
He did a he's doing a
crowdsourcing.
God, I'm so tired.
Wow.
He's doing Kickstarter for a new music app called Pono Music. I thought it said porno music.
That's what I thought it was porno. I bet you they picked that because it looks like porno.
But
so a lot of people
are
going to mistakenly
it's a new music store and device because, you know, iPods or whatever, people don't like those.
Yeah.
So it's an actual Kickstarter that you'll be getting a device, and then it has a store on it. So it's kind of like a Kindle or something new, but it's all...
I'm going to go Kono, it's basically like iTunes and an iPod, but for...
The Zune is awesome.
Yeah. Kono, yeah, or Zune, Windows version of iTunes.
Was it trying to compete with Spotify?
Yes. That's Spotify and Pandora, all of it. It, like, the device that you listen to is, like, it's large and it's, like, a triangle.
Yeah, it's really kind of cute. I don't know where you're going to put it. It doesn't fit in your back pocket.
It's so, triangle. What? Like, how do you...
Yeah, it's pretty... It's,
and how do you hold it?
It's because you wear it in your fanny pack.
Okay, oh, okay, guys. Cool.
They're coming back.
Well, there are a lot of people doing it, trying to compete with iTunes and Pandora.
As they should.
Which is going to... No, they shouldn't. Well, reason why is because people are going to start doing the rights, like... You can only get Neil Young music on this. And you're going to have to buy that. And then it's going to end up that way. And that's going to suck.
Dr. Dre's doing the beats. Because
you know, guys.
Yeah, but having one Jimmy store LeBain isn't fair.
A million dollars isn't cool. And that's cool.
Because it sets their own price. You have competition out there.
Cool. I actually think that they'd be smarter to just release it on their own in any format they want to release it in.
Yeah.
Do the Radiohead version.
Pearl Jam.
Sean Parker's right. He owns Spotify also. So
Thanks, Sean.
And also the fake Sean Parker, Justin Timberlake. On Spotify as well.
So. I like him better than
everyone. And MySpace.
Yeah, and MySpace was no one goes to still.
Nope.
He tried to make it cool, man. But.
I tried to log into MySpace recently. It's pretty interesting. They no longer down scrolls. Side scrolls.
My
now.
Mom is a big fan of the new MySpace.
It side scrolls. I'll tell you what, MySpace now looks 100 times better than Facebook currently does. Like,
is Tom still there?
Visually, though, I don't know.
Is Tom still your number one fan?
No, because
Justin Timberlake brought it out with
But MySpace looks amazing. If you still have a MySpace account, check it out. It looks really cool.
It's good for music. That's where a lot of decisions go.
It's MySpace now, right? They changed from the Y to the I.
I have no idea.
I think so. No, you can also check out your GeoCities account.
I think that's a lie.
MySpace.
Miley Cyrus has a stalker who is... probably going to get arrested because he snuck backstage, took a picture, and then posted about it.
I've heard doing what, though?
They ain't catching shit.
Of maybe doing whatever. It's just stalking. It doesn't matter what she was doing.
Eating M&M.
Yeah, she was feeding M&M to one of her backup midget.
Speaking of Miley, you didn't mention Lindsay Lohan's new reality show dropped yesterday also.
Yeah, because I didn't want to.
And nobody cares.
Adam cares.
Oh, can we do an over-under when she'll die?
I don't think she's gonna. I think
5 years.
She'll live forever. I think she's on the mend.
Yeah,
she's like immune to everything now.
Yeah.
Except tiny Australian wonderkin lord is gonna finally.
She's Australian. I thought she was British.
She's Australian.
Close enough.
Is finally going
she's New
to
New Zealand, isn't she?
Okay, she's from there. Is finally going to be touring Australia. She hasn't done a tour of that yet.
Lord.
Did you hear her and Taylor Swift were like gallivanting?
I have to always give her credit.
You know,
they're
both overrated.
She's also got curly hair, and so all my news is about
you have curly hair.
I know, it's surprising.
They don't know this.
What?
She's dating a nerdy Asian kid too. So
Gwen,
what?
You're dating a nerdy Asian kid?
Yes, I am.
The yellow kid.
But I'm dating. That's horrible.
Oh, you gotta keep going back to that.
But yeah, so that's
Jews rule.
But I want to talk about some of the releases that are coming out, okay. Especially Steve Martin releasing.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Banjo album.
The Bluegrass album.
Sweet. He's quality. Y'all make
He
fun.
Just got an honorary Oscar, right?
Steve Martin's awesome.
He's amazing.
He's my favorite stand-up comedian.
He just won an honorary Oscar. So.
That is true.
Yeah, for the banjo
humanitarian
album?
Work.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yes, for the banjo.
The night before the Oscar.
Aloe Black, who's been a
nice.
Singer currently, is her
Wait,
album.
His, Wake Me Up?
Yeah. His album comes out tomorrow.
Finally.
Oh, wow.
Elbow, little pop post-punk. And
Where have they been?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought
that's been
too.
Like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They have a new album coming out also called The Takeoff and Landing of Everything.
So which makes no sense.
It all comes with a razor so that you guys can all have your own razor parties while you listen
They're
to
it. They're not that powerful.
Speaking of things that we haven't seen for a long time, 311 has a new album coming out.
What?
I'm sorry. What?
311 has a new album coming out. And the album cover looks hilarious to me because it just looks like this.
How old is 311?
They're 50.
They're old enough to know better.
Are they combined age 311?
Yes. It no longer stands for weed. It just now stands for how many trips to the doctor's office they have.
I thought they were KKK.
3-2-11.
The third letter
of the alphabet.
Wait.
No, the 11th letter of the alphabet.
Is a K.
Yes.
And it was KKK. wasn't a weed reference.
It
they smoked a lot of weed.
It was supposed to be a weed reference.
Yeah, well, they're retarded.
I don't like to think of them as like an anti-supremacist. Or a,
not they had like a Samoan in their band. They can't be.
Yeah. And then also...
It's 3-4 support. They can't be racist. There's a Samoan in the band.
Also, the Divergent soundtrack comes out this month.
What?
So.
Yes. So I saw Divergent, and soundtrack was just okay.
Yeah, but you're,
that was the movie.
You're not the target audience.
You know, I think it's funny because I loved the Hunger Games, the first Hunger Games soundtrack. I thought it was so good and it fit the atmosphere so well.
I like
for
the
that
Civil
film.
War song.
That second, the second one for Catching Fire is shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the same sort of feel of taking on.
Well, who's on the Divergent soundtrack? Anyone? What's the big single, I guess?
There hasn't been a release, but let's look, shall we?
Is Christina Perry on this one also? Isn't she usually on
the album? It's got a lot of EDM and hip-hop, because that's what the kids are listening to.
I like Christina Perry.
Are you going to... Oh, wait.
Why?
Speaking of hip-hop, are you going to mention Game of Thrones mixtape?
Oh, I forgot about the Game of Thrones rap album.
It's a rap and reggae album.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, totally in for that.
That is
kind of cool.
That is some kick.
I'm excited about that now.
Game of Thrones inspired music, but rap and reggae. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Totally.
Pretty cool. I wonder if you can actually play the album with the season and it lines up.
Yeah, kind of like Pink Floyd and Wizard of Oz.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we've got Zed.
Ooh,
that
Zed's dead.
Zed's
dead for a while.
Ellie Goulding. Pia Mia. I don't know what that is either. Another Ellie Goulding song. Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol!
Kendrick Lamar is on there. Man.
How dare you make fun of Snow Patrol, sir?
So pretty much
it's Snow Patrol is his
best band.
Where have they been?
Oh, good,
so
guys.
Good.
Skrillex.
So it's like the worst soundtrack to come out this year.
Yeah, it sounds really
Skrillex
shitty.
Is horrible.
It's okay. The review that I just saw, the lead I loved, is Divergent soundtrack is uneven.
You know what band Gotti has seen more than Pearl Jam?
Just announced the reason why it's uneven.
Yeah.
I like it.
You believe it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right. Thank you for Music
Run
News, Gwen.
You're welcome.
And for film news, we go to Andrew Conway.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
Oh,
that was so
this
cool.
Just in.
Oh.
There is no film news.
Oh, were we supposed to do the
film news?
Yeah, we
failed.
We did it at the beginning, Gotti.
No, we didn't.
So,
I was there.
This weekend, Wes Anderson's Grand Budapest Hotel
I like how you
opened,
were supposed to call it the Gwen Budapest.
The Gwen
Are you
Budapest.
Watching that all tomorrow? Well, it came out in like New York and L.A.
Yeah, it came out in limited release in New York and L.A. And set a record for the four screens, an average of 202,000 per screen for 800,000 or so total.
Which is crazy.
It's like my
which is ridiculous. Yeah.
It's hard to say. Like I said, I think last time on the podcast or the time before that, it's like might be my favorite Wes Anderson movie.
I love Moonrise.
It's great.
It's so good.
I really love Moonrise.
I mean, this might be my favorite one. This is so good.
Ralph Fiennes
is awesome.
It's amazing.
I'm seeing it tomorrow.
I'm seeing it tomorrow, too.
Magnolia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this a Sundance favorite called The Signal, made by Will Eubanks, got picked up by Focus Features, and they're releasing it this summer. So they have have real faith that it's actually going to be a good movie.
Oh. Okay.
I'm excited about that. And then they just released a Jim Jarmusch just released a trailer for his new movie. Gwen will be happy about this because it stars Tilda Swinton.
She's already seen
and
it's a vampire.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, Gwen and I saw it.
Where have you been, my sweetheart? Her. Only Lovers Left Alive is the only movie that matters.
I
sat next to Gwen
it was
watched
okay.
that
Vampire Junkies.
She
cried
almost
the
no. She like. I don't know. You had like a conniption.
I did have. I almost passed out.
Conniption.
Is that good?
It's very good.
It's not that good.
I love. I love the exploration.
Is this year's Beautiful Creatures? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's
no,
better than
oh, it's
that.
Better than that.
It's not that good. Nothing happens.
But
in
thank
the movie.
You for thinking of me, Andrew. But I'm on top
yes.
of it. Literally,
it's a vampire movie that where nothing happens.
Oh,
it's all about a relationship. That's fine. We'll talk about it another day.
But so yeah, so. That was they released the official trailer for it, and I'm surprised it's just Jim Jarmusch. It's not okay.
It's
we'll figure it out.
Can you name another Jim Jarmusch movie, Andrew?
History
of Flowers.
Name another one.
Coffee and Cigarettes.
The History of
Why
Violence.
Why am I asking him?
Why?
Okay, you know, Jim.
Someone's being an asshole. His name is Adam. Mondo.
Jaw drop.
Mondo is down in South by Southwest right now, and they have a Disney exhibit.
Yes, they
do. And they're actually releasing a lot of the prints that don't sell down there online. And
tomorrow.
Yeah. So get excited.
Did your friend get a lot of prints?
All four of them did. I think they got every single one.
Oh, nice.
Because I totally wanted some.
So
but the line was ridiculous.
Yep.
Also, like Quinn said, South by is this weekend. One of the things down there, we were down there. David Gordon Green got an award, and he's down there promoting his new movie with Nicolas Cage, Joe. And he talked a little bit about his upcoming movie, which called Manglehorn, that stars Al Pacino. And so he's, I don't know really what it's about, but it sounds like he's going to try to do what he's doing with Nicolas Cage, which is going to be sort of a revitalization of his acting career, more of a serious turn. And so hopefully he can bring Al Pacino back from the horrible stuff he's been doing the last few years.
Agreed. So Sheridan and Nick Cage in person?
It was great. Now, Nick Cage was actually a real stand-up guy, real respectable, very nice. And he didn't, was just,
happy to be there?
Happy to be there. And he was just sort of a straight shooter about it. And he was really just overwhelmingly excited about the movie and the fact that he's getting given that opportunity to actually do this.
How was Ty?
And Ty was...
He was really great, and he was really professional and humble.
Quiet and humble, and he was really happy that, his first three features, he's worked with great actors and great directors.
Matthew McConaughey and Nick Cage.
Yeah, so it's, he's like, it's hard to keep going up. But
yeah.
And the funny thing with him, that he was actually, I guess his next feature, he had long hair, but it wasn't his hair.
Was it extensions?
Professional hair extensions. He can't get them removed. He has to get them removed.
We were talking about that at the conference yesterday. We were like, how did his hair grow so long in a year?
And so he's talking about, I can't get it removed just in case.
He's doing a biblical feature.
So he's doing a biblical feature and he's talking
about it. Makes him look completely different.
Nice.
Yeah, and,
it does.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was great. And David Gordon Green, it was just a pleasure. And he sort of talked about the fact that he's sort of fallen back in love with Texas. And he's done his last three features there. He did Prince Avalanche last year. He did Joe. And he's shooting Manglehorn down there right now.
Cool.
And he's just hoping that Texas just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more stuff's being done here.
Well, Dallas needs
to
change something.
Dallas's got stuff going. They've got Dallas and they got two other TV pilots got picked up to shoot here. A Salvation about a mega church. And then there's Two to Go, which is a comedy that's executive produced by Jason Bateman. So we're starting to grow, see a little bit.
Conan's coming too.
Conan's coming.
Yeah. So we have that. Conan. And then Darren Aronofsky had an art exhibit in New York to pretty much promote Noah. So it's a lot of the stuff that he's collected for research for the movie is on display in New York.
Like some of the wood from the Ark?
Hey, guys, here's what's boats?
Well, it's a lot of the research.
Okay.
So there's artwork, the stuff that's sort of the stuff that inspired the movie, and just, there's a lot of... A lot, and it's getting great reviews.
So, guys, I drew a boat.
There's a lot of drama about Darren and the studio right now because apparently they changed a lot of Noah.
Because some assholes just have to have it their way.
They don't know it's a
movie for entertainment.
It's not his vision. Yeah, so we'll see if we'll actually get his vision.
This is not an accurate representation of the Bible story.
A movie entitled Southpaw that was bought back in 2010 with DreamWorks with Eminem attached is finally getting to see the light of day thanks to Antoine Fuqua. It took it over to direct it with Jake Gyllenhaal to star because of his role in Prisoners. He came and he's taken over for Eminem, and Weinstein Company is going to produce it. And it sounds interesting. It's a boxing movie about a guy that fights with his left hand, southpaw. But
I've heard about this.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So we'll see.
Eminem, huh? So he went from 8 Mile to Funny People to
let's get some
this one.
Well, Eminem's Eminem's out. Jake Gyllenhaal's in.
Okay.
So Eminem was
Gyllenhaal was number two to Eminem.
They're still in the casting process, but Jake Gyllenhaal's in, and Antoine Fuqua is to direct. And Fugatti,
Training Day
this week, it looks like Batman vs. Superman finally started shooting.
Yes.
In Michigan.
You know why? Because they suck.
Gwen, what do you think?
They can destroy buildings really easily there without any...
Because Detroit's already been shot.
Are you excited that Batman Superman started filming, Gwen?
You know, I...
Are you happy it's shooting in Detroit?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Awesome. No.
She has
because they can destroy any building, it'll be fine because no one lives in
so, I am so...
She's cheering up a little bit, guys. She's cheering up. She's so...
I agree with her. This is stupid.
And other superhero news. Marvel... is starting to do documentaries, starting off with one
about
called
superheroes?
Tales to Astonish, which is about which will focus on in the comic books. There was a storyline called the Civil War with the Superhero Registration Act, where Captain America and Iron Man are sort of fighting over the fact that the government wants all superheroes to be registered, and so they're taking
and unmasked.
They're taking that concept and sort of taking it and sort of juxtaposing stuff that happens in our real history and how it sort of mirrors it.
Kids, if you watch this shit, make sure you go watch Ken Burns instead.
Yeah, so
what
tell
the fuck?
You don't know.
I'm excited.
Ken Burns.
And so this is the first
I like that. That's good.
You know, so Tales to Astonish.
I'm on that.
We'll see. What,
yeah.
We'll see.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And
do you have release dates?
Yes. One more quick thing. Early buzz. Dumb and Dumber started doing screen testing. This past
Dumb and
week, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That's Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber 2. Okay.
We've already had Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We won't talk about
T-O-O.
That. But they've been doing test screening, and there's overwhelming positive buzz saying it's a return to comedy for Jim Carrey, and it's one of the funniest.
And that's the best news.
Hilarious movies.
All week.
Oh, yes.
I'm
the
glad.
Farrelly Brothers are back in rare form. Exactly.
That's good, good.
Because Farrelly Brothers need a win. They've had a few misses in the last.
Well, Jim Carrey, they need
a decade.
So many sequels, even comedy sequels, aren't that great. It's good that this is testing well.
It's just testing really well, yeah. So it comes out in November. So we have a ways to go on that.
Good.
Now let's move on to releases for the month. Starting on the 14th, we have Need for Speed with Aaron Paul.
I enjoyed that.
I keep thinking I dreamed that movie up.
I enjoyed that movie.
Insisting on being real.
It does happen.
I enjoyed
and,
that movie.
Of course.
I like Dominic.
There is no CG in the movie.
For like the 2 minutes
there's
he's
really
in the movie.
There's really no CG in it?
It's quality.
And Dakota Johnson is in it for like a minute as the wife of Dominic.
Oh.
Sad.
Brian's going to be excited because there's another Tyler Perry movie coming out, Single Moms.
Yeah!
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
can
movie starring Tyler Perry.
Do no wrong.
Better.
Can do no wrong about a bunch of single moms.
Is there another Medea movie coming out soon?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
She might make a cameo.
Is it a holiday?
Medea's on vacation.
It's a holiday. Medea's coming out.
Then we have the Art of Steel. It's a new movie with Kurt Russell and Jay Baruchel and a ragtag.
I hate the title.
It's a heist movie.
Heist,
so
yeah.
It's pretty much the opening at the Angelica. I don't know.
It makes that title makes me so angry.
Yeah.
It's
this had
Art of the Steel.
Art of the Steel was because Art of the Steel was last year with Freddie Highmore and Emma Roberts.
Yeah, don't get it confused. Don't get it confused.
Yeah.
And then we had the crowdsourced Veronica Mars coming out on Friday. You know, they were just down in South By as well promoting the movie like crazy.
Shut up.
Oh, we were
I'm hoping
to
see Adam actually, you did the Kickstarter, right? You paid some money to get the screenplay.
Yeah.
T-shirts
and stickers.
Have they given you your digital download yet?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that about? And then in limited release, we have Bad Words. Jason
I like
Bateman,
that movie.
Jason
cute
Bateman.
And fun.
Yeah.
Cute and fun.
That Jason Bateman.
In March 21st, we have Divergence.
Yeah. Not a good movie.
You're
not the target audience.
It's for the teens.
It's like registering at a possible $60 million opening weekend.
Oh, good for them.
Wow.
Based on advanced ticket sales.
Doesn't deserve
it. It's great.
Wow. And competing with Divergent, we have Muppets Most Wanted, a sequel.
Hopefully that takes it.
To the Muppet movie. And I love the marketing for the Muppets Most Wanted, especially the trailer they did recently where they have the sequel song, where they kind of poke fun of the fact that Hollywood's all about making sequels bigger and better. Yeah.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's in it.
Huh, nice.
Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sam Eagle.
Sweetums. I thought you were going to say Sweetums.
I guess
you're
thinking more of whatever the names of them, that the two judges, the old guys. Those are really my boyfriends.
Okay.
Those guys are awesome.
Those are my guys.
I thought your boyfriend was in this next movie, actually.
Okay.
Nymphomaniac, Volume 1's coming out.
Shia?
No,
Shia.
Stellan Skarsgård, the other Skarsgård.
Oh.
The better Skarsgård.
I've kind of like...
Lars von Trier's,
I've always thought that Shia LaBeouf is kind of hot.
Is there going to be a screen for Nymphomaniac?
It's got a ridiculous cast. William Dafoe, Shia LaBeouf,
Jamie
Bell.
Who's the distributor on that?
Christian Slater, Stellan Skarsgård.
It's VOD, that's why.
Yeah, so it's... Get excited.
Still in C-17?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
It's still never see ever.
And then March 28th, we have Darren Aronofsky's Noah.
Noah! That guy, Noah!
Russell Crowe. Arnold.
Oh, yeah!
Noah.
And speaking of Arnold, he's going to be competing with Noah in Sabotage.
Oh,
which looks fun.
Which looks fun. It's got, you know, it's got Josh Holloway from Lost. It's got Joey Manganiello from True Blood.
My Dreams.
Terrence Howard from Sam Worthington.
Have you read his book?
And then we also have in limited release, we have The Raid 2.
Which was amazing.
Cesar Chavez.
With Michael Pena.
Props to Michael Pena.
They were showing that at that place that we were just at.
How many movies have they made?
A lot of buzz.
And then Breathe In with Guy Pearce and Felicity Jones.
That movie looks so boring. Which is sad because I loved like crazy.
I think, yeah. So it's from the director.
Introduce yourself.
I just think it's a bad trailer. The trailer just does not... work.
And then
I'm sure it's going to be a really good movie.
April 4th, we have Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yes.
Which is, I'm excited for. Yeah, all the promotions look amazing.
Apparently.
You know who's in that?
Chris Evans.
No.
Your wife, Scarlett.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah!
He's
the first Marvel superhero to fly.
I just do the first week.
Four
flies.
Yeah, why are you jumping into April, dog?
No, because he uses his thingy to pull himself fly.
It's because we won't be doing this on the podcast because the Saturday that we do it is after.
Okay.
All right. But I'm going to have to stop. Because we missed the first week of March, I just figured.
Well, none of us did April, really.
I don't know. Okay.
But Captain America, though.
Captain America.
Anthony Mackie. It's a good one to end on for him. It's his favorite actor.
Y'all see the word.
I'll think of the releases for some other time. But yeah.
What was that movie?
The releases for movies.
It's a big movie release month. You've got Religious. You've got Muppets. You've got Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a good release.
It's good.
So those are our news. That's our releases for this 28th segment of Multimedia Men News.
The Yellow King.